entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
If you breathe a word of what you've seen here, you will do time for treason.
Everything humans know of our planet, we were told, had been shared. You lied to us. You've made a grave mistake.
Okay, here's the deal. Earlier this summer, I gave positive reviews to Green Lantern, Cars 2, and Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, because, in spite of their flaws, they were still fun and entertaining movies. So if I were to give Transformers Dark of the Moon a bad review, I'd be one heck of a hypocrite. Who cares about the plot or the characters? Suffice to say that Transformers 3 has most of the old cast returning with a new hot chick who sounds better than Megan Fox simply because she speaks in a British accent. Otherwise, it's got everything you'd expect from a Michael Bay Transformers films, and that means great visuals and a lot of robots blowing things up. It runs far too long, but the last 45 minutes are mind-blowing and full of action. The 3D is the best you'll see since Avatar, and Michael Bay does what he does best, action. Not story or character, just action. In the end, there's nothing Transformers 3 does that's worse than Transformers 2. It has some of the same flaws, but the truly awful aspects of the last sequel are toned down a bit. As a mindless action movie, Transformers Dark of the Moon gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.